Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Masechas Bava Metzia, Perek Beis, Mishlechas Mishnah Tes. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esrabas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Fein Ruziv Gahalgun, Bikar of Mamesh. I will continue to discuss what the finder of the Aveda is supposed to do with it and how he's supposed to take care of it properly. So much as Sfarim, let's say he found Sfarim, and this does not refer to the Sfarim that we have, like our Gemaras and Mishnayos that are all nicely bound and have a hard back and front cover, and they're pretty strong and solid. Maybe they're even bound with tape and string. This is referring to the Sfarim of back in the day, which were written on a gilyon, on parchment, in a roll, like our Sifrei Torah. And he found that he has to read from it once every 30 days. If it just stays rolled up, it gets ruined, it can get moldy, it needs to be opened up, it needs to get some air. So he should read from it, meaning learn from it, once every 30 days. If he doesn't know how to read, he should just simply roll it once every 30 days. He's not allowed to learn from it in the beginning, meaning if this is the first time he's ever learned this, he's not allowed to learn from it, because he's going to get really involved in the sugya and the limud, and he might end up pulling it this way and that way and ruining it. And furthermore, somebody else is not allowed to read with him either, because he's going to pull towards himself, and the other guy's going to pull towards himself, and the thing might get ruined. Let's say Motzek Sos, he found a garment, he has to shake it out once every 30 days to air it out. This is good for the garment. And spread it out for its needs. If it's good for the garment, he should do so. But he shouldn't spread it out for his own honor. Let's say he found a fancy fur coat, and he has guests coming over, and if he hangs it up in a particular part of the house, people are going to see it, and they're going to ooh and ah, look at this guy's fancy fur coat. That's l'chvaydai. He is not allowed to use the Aveda for that. What about chalei kasev klei nechashes? If he found silver, copper kalim, mishtamish ben letzarchan, he has to use them only for their needs, meaning making sure they don't get ruined, avoloy l'shachkan, but not to the extent that they're going to get worn out. When he finds something expensive like this, the only way to properly be shimer it, to guard it, is by burying it in the ground, because robbers could break into his house and steal it, so therefore it has to be underground. And the problem is, silver and copper get ruined if they're underground, so therefore he has to use them just to the point that they're not going to get ruined in the ground, but that he's not going to wear them out due to the overuse. Now, klei zov, klei zechuches, let's say he finds gold or glass kalim, he has to bury them, and lo yiga b'hen achev elyo, he shouldn't touch them until Eliyahu Navi comes to say whom they belong to, because these do not get ruined in the ground, so he has no reason to take them out. And lastly, matzah sakai kupa, if he finds a sack or a box, v'chol davar she'in darkei lito, or anything which is not really the derech for him to take, maybe he's a chashva guy, and it's beneath his honor to be dragging around something like this, harizu lo yital, so he shouldn't take it, and he can leave it there. Moving on to Mishnah Tes, the Mishnah addresses a very fundamental question, eizu hi aveda, what's considered an aveda? I see an animal walking around, how am I supposed to know whether it's considered lost? Here's the way to tell. If he finds a donkey or a cow just grazing along the side of the road, that's not considered lost. Its owner let it roam free, it's munching on the grass, and it's going to come back home at night. However, if he sees a donkey and its kalim, meaning the saddle and the other things that are on it, are upside down, or he sees a cow running among the vineyards and the thorns are scratching its legs, that is considered an aveda, because the owner would never willingly let his animal do such a thing. Now let's say Hechzira, he returned the animal, Ubarchan, ran away. Hechzira, he returned it again, Ubarchan, ran away again. Even if this happens 4 or 5 times, Chayv Lachzira, he still has to return it. Shenamar, because the Pasuk says, Hashev Teshivim. And this double Lashon tells us that you have to return the Aveda no matter how many times it's lost. Now let's say, Hayabatal Misela, the finder lost out on a Sela, this is a certain amount of money, because he was busy returning the Aveda, so he wasn't able to do his regular job, his regular work, so he lost out on this money. La Yomar La, he's not able to tell the Bala Aveda, tell me Sela, give me a Sela, you have to compensate me for my lost work. The only schar he would get is like a pile bottle. What does this mean? So this doesn't mean like a worker who's not doing anything, because usually that guy doesn't get any money. It just means a worker who's doing something so menial, so simple and pashut that he gets paid very little. However much you would pay that guy is how much the finder gets. However, im yeshon bezdin, if there's a bezdin there, masim b'fnei bezdin, he can make a tanai in front of the bezdin saying, I'm not going to deal with this aveda unless I get paid my full wages that I'm going to lose out on. And im yeshon bezdin, if there's no bezdin, b'fnei miyasne, who is he supposed to make a tanai in front of? Shaloi kaidem, he comes first and he doesn't have to return the aveda because he's going to be losing out on a significant amount of money. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with the Mishnah Yud and Yud Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.